This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide.
Because suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Who speaks for those who have little or no voice, right? Who stands up for the least among us that are in trouble or struggling or abused and discarded? Our friend Liam Sheff did that a lot. He talked for those. He highlighted and spotlighted those. And he became one of those, too, in his lifetime. I called it the hypersensitives in hour one. For lack of a better way to say it, there are a number of ways you can reference the properties of someone who is so sensitive and yet finds a way to continue on and carry on and make good and do good with what is uncovered, what is found. Celia Farber, once again, a good friend, investigative journalist, one of my heroes out there as well, wrote a beautiful piece about Liam and connected those of you who don't know his history of what he wrote about, what he uncovered about the brutal destruction of children who supposedly had HIV or AIDS. And, I'm sure it outraged Liam. This, why would people do this to children? And he dug and revealed and it was very uncomfortable for the establishment, for the officials, so to speak. And so he dedicated his life to continue questioning right up till the end. If you read his final post, and we have it linked up also at robertscottbell.com, his book Official Stories, if you have not gotten it, that would be a fitting way to memorialize our friend Liam Sheff. Get that book, share it. It should be a treatise that can help future generations to undo the damage that has occurred via indoctrination through many official stories. And, we've got a lot of work to do to heal that, to recover from that. And Liam helped us all to do that as well. And this hour, Joni Abbott, we plan to join his, one of his best friends, and they were so close. And my heart aches for all of you that miss him, as do I. And I've been crying a lot this weekend. I'm trying to hold it together to do a show today, so bear with me. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Super Don, he made this show crazy at times, in a good way. The things that we did over the years together, we had Richard Pearl, the Three Aminos were on, and we played a clip. We've got some more clips this hour we'll try to squeeze in as well. But Don, I appreciate your support for Liam as well. You did a lot of great things for him too.
Well, how could you not? He was a great guy. We had a lot of fun with him on the show, as well as covering topics we probably never would have gotten into we did when he was on, about things that he was very impassioned to bring to the airwaves. And, he was one of those guys where it's like, you can talk about a subject and you kind of, gloss over the surface of it and kind of talk about, the bullet points and stuff like that. But when he got into something, I can remember having conversations with him where he would want to talk about, like, one of the topics that I've always found interesting is religion. Okay. Mm-hmm. And, man, it was a challenge to try and have that discussion with him, because you would talk about the things that you knew and the opinions you would have, And he was like a walking encyclopedia about a topic. If he got into it, he got into it. I mean, A to Z, fully understanding all aspects of it, all of the details and the connecting the dots. I mean, he was a brilliant researcher.
As deep as I like to think I can go, I was like holding on for dear life some
challenge.
Of those times.
He challenged you, you know, to go to places where you would never go on these topics.
Right. No, and in the end, like I said, the only way to have a strength of your own belief system in what you perceive about the world is to be have the courage to dig deep into the uncomfortable regions. And he did that, and I think we're all better for it.
But at the same time, he kept it fun, too, because you would get like way into a thing, and then he'd throw a curveball at you.
Oh, yeah.
Where it was just like, you know, here's this one. Now you're cracking up about something that you were just intensely talking about, you know, just a minute ago. It was awesome to have these discussions.
Yeah. We do this 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, and you know, I'm just so sad that we won't have Liam's voice on, you know, the new things, but he's left a lot of writings, a lot of great videos, and there's just such extraordinary things that I think will continue to help others throughout the ages at this point. I really believe that. Those of you who want to call in, it's 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, longtime friend of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Lori is with us now, and she met Liam. Would you first meet Liam at the Health Freedom Expo or the Autism One? I couldn't remember, Lori.
It was the Autism One conference in 2013. I was coming around the corner there from the elevators, and I spotted you, and I was like, oh my gosh, it's Robert. And then you introduced me to Liam, and I was so starstruck. Because I had met two of my favorite radio hosts at the same time. I was kind of speechless. And then as the conference went on, I got to know you better. I really got to know Liam. Him and I really hit it off on the vaccine topic. And he did push me outside my comfort zone. Some of the things I'm just going, whoa, this is amazing. And that week was just so amazing. And on the last day of the conference, he needed a ride to the train station. I said, well, I can do that. And he fell asleep like 5 or 10 minutes from the conference center. And he woke up when we got into the stop and go traffic. And he woke up, he was startled. He looked at me. I'm going, relax, you're okay.
Yeah.
And when I went to the Health Freedom Expo a couple of weeks later, it's just like there was absolutely no time between the Autism One conference and the Health Freedom Expo that any time had passed. We just picked up our friendship and conversation, you know, like nothing.
Lori,
we hadn't been apart at all.
Lori, Liam deeply connected to the community of families, the moms especially out there that had children who were injured by vaccines into the autism spectrum, and he became a beloved figure, for lack of a better way to say it, in that community because of what he wrote about. He witnessed it firsthand by living with Ginger Taylor and her family. Ginger wrote something beautiful about that experience as well. And he really saw the depth of the hurt and the pain and the anguish and all of that. And you know, it became part of his passion to put the word out and help in that realm as well.
Yeah. I remember attending his official stories seminar, and I thought it was so funny that how he couldn't stand still during his talk. He was constantly bouncing on his feet all over the place and trying to keep him a straight face, but it's like he's making this even more interesting than what you would think it would be.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, the presentations were out of this world extraordinary. I remember at the Health Freedom Expo to this day, we've talked about it, Marlon Glenn and family, his wife Aretha and their kids, came to the Health Freedom Expo over Disney to come see us, and they all fell in love with Liam. The kids fell in love with Liam. Liam fell in love with them and the family. And on his last post, I posted also at robertscottbell.com, I added pictures of some of our journey together, and the final picture was him with the kids, with the Marlon Glenn and family out of Detroit. They came to Chicago at the time, and he was lit up. He was so alive and vital in that element, and you know, I'll always remember that, and that to me is, you know,
the heart of the kid, too, that Liam was, in addition to his keen intellect that rose to levels hard to define, but they were up there. Lori, I appreciate it. I've got so many calls to get to. Your heart is with us and goes with Liam as well, and I appreciate you so much calling in and being here for all of us, too.
Oh, thank you, Robert. His memories will live on forever.
Yes. Yes, they will. Thank you, Lori. Lots of love. Let me go to Nick. Nick Brannigan, our good buddy from Las Vegas. You're there in the desert. I'm sure many times our good buddy Liam says, get out of the desert, grow food, get some water. You know how he's concerned about all of his friends and those who would listen.
Yeah. Oh, he would scare the hell out of me every time he came to Las Vegas. I only got 2 years left. You got to get out, man. You got to get out. I got a kid, Liam. You know, there's nothing I can do. But, it's really so hard to process that he's no longer with us. It's funny enough, you know, how I heard of you and Liam, Robert, is I wanted to start doing radio. So naturally, I started listening to you on National News Radio at the time. And, you know, I always hear Liam's voice pop up, and he was so witty and articulate, and I became such a fan. Eventually invited him on the radio show, and he came on, and we hit it off. And he emails me the next week saying, hey Nick, I'm going to be in Vegas. Can you set up some talks for me?
Yes.
Like, let's do it. And you know, he came out, and we became friends, and it was amazing. And there's no one, you know, obviously you know this, Robert, there's no one quite like him. And what I've heard people say a couple times just listening is that childlike spirit that him and I shared. And a lot of times we've done radio, and you would swear, you know, someone gave the microphone to a couple of teenage boys who were just joking around.
Yes, absolutely. That's what Super Don was referencing. And it was a little vaudevillian in our own way. And it just kind of continued to allow us to go to places and bring information out. And you know, the things that he was digging on in his life to show these are these origin points. And I, you know, my thing is we can do better. We can all do better. And I'd like that to be part of his legacy. You know, I talk about the hypersensitives out there, the least among us, the children who have been injured, all of these things. He cared greatly, deeply about those things. And, you know, that legacy will continue, Nick.
Yeah, that's what I really loved about him. And something I really picked up myself from him a lot is he had no limits on his research. You know, yeah. When I first started getting into these topics, I would stop myself at certain points. People aren't ready to hear that. Well,
right.
Who am I to say people aren't ready to hear that? And Liam didn't care.
No.
He would say whatever he had to say. It was very challenging.
Went all the way. Listen, we're on a break, Nick. Hang in there. We've got Joni Abbott, my dear good, oh gosh, I love you, Joni. You know what? Kind of come on, and probably through some tears, we're going to continue sharing our memories of Liam Sheff and acknowledgement, and I'm grateful for all of y'all. We'll be right back.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Yes, and often it took me to places with Liam Sheff where I'd be going, oh my gosh, did we just go there? Yes, yes we did. And Liam Sheff lives on here on the Robert Scott Bell Show and in the hearts of many of our listeners, including you, my lovely friend. My heart, you know, goes out to you as well. You know that, Joni Abbott. She's with me now, and as we, you know, do a special show dedicated to our friend Liam and Joni. Again, what can I say that we haven't said off the air as well that we'll continue to say on the air?
Yeah, hi. I didn't know that I would have the strength to do this because we were so very close, and you know
yes.
that Liam was so much a part of my soul. My soul tribe, he helped me through the hardest times in my life. Mm-hmm. He was my friend that never left me. He never went away. He was always there, and I have to believe that he's still here in spite of everything, you know, that he still hasn't left. He's only just bodily gone for a little while.
Yeah.
But I wanted to, you know, thank everyone. You know, ever since, you know, this radio show, radio with Mike Adams and Natural News, that was how we all started. That was how we all connected. Radio's been our home. It's been kind of the forefront of our family, of our little radio Natural News Tribe family. And it was where I first, you know, met him with Official Stories. I had Homegrown Health on naturalnewsradio.com. He reached out to me, and within the first 5 minutes of our conversation, I was crying because like he could see right through you. It didn't matter who you were. He could see to the heart of who you were, and he asked me about my marriage. I said, you know, I'm married. I have four kids. And he said, well, how's that going for you? That's all it took. All it took for me to start crying because I was in a very abusive marriage, and, you know, he and I went through hell getting me out of that, and it was all my decision, but he just reflected to me. I looked up to him so much, and he reflected to me that I was speaking like an abused woman, and it took someone that I admired so greatly to see that And I felt exposed, and I felt embarrassed, and I felt like I have to do something about this, or I'm never going to have the voice in this world that I need to have. And yeah. And he helped that. He held my hand through that. He taught me to get through hard times. But, you know, ever since he lost his beloved Helen, he was looking for home, you know.
Yes.
And I want to thank everyone who gave him home and who bravely opened your homes and your hearts to him as he searched for home. It was his intention to find it here while he was here, but he tried and did his best. And I think we were all a little part of helping him find home. Every one of us whose lives he touched. Because let me tell you, if Liam entered your life, you were never the same again, ever.
Yeah. You would get some reflections back. You'd be going, I don't know if I want to look at that. But that was also part of what he was here to do. And, you know, he touched a lot of us in so many ways. And again, I'm grateful too for all the homes that were opened, to Liam, to continue his great work, to leave a legacy that I think will far outlive his physical body, no doubt about it. I want to be joined, right now along with Joni Abbott, his good friend, another friend of his and ours here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Amanda Haley. And you know her from Stockton, Alabama, perhaps, but she was also friends, and she had a lot of extraordinary times with Liam. Amanda, welcome to the show, and thank you for sharing your stories.
Oh, thank you, Robert. And Joni, as you know, Liam was someone that everybody loved, but we were graced to have a little bit of fun times with him. And how many times have you heard him? And I just wanted to bring something in here that made all of us laugh. Did he do his grandpa impression where he would hike up his pants, pull up his socks, and walk around while he was cooking in the kitchen and make everyone start roaring hysterically with laughter?
He always had some funny or some element of humor, but the grandpa was one of my favorites. And so was his
the grandpa.
Christopher Walken and Sean Connery.
Oh, yes, definitely. I just remember a time when we were walking around in the kitchen and he was acting like grandpa and talking about pooping out an orange and my kids were rolling on the floor. And, you know, that was the Liam that everyone fell in love with. And the time that we spent together was cherished by all. He came to South Florida to do some permaculture research because he was starting to do some work with that. And I introduced him to a good friend of mine, Ken Fisher, who he eventually did a piece of work with called Heal the Planet, and he was able to do a lot of work with him there as well. But I wanted to just let everybody remember that Liam Sheff, even though he was this person who tackled these hard things to discuss, was also one of the biggest jokesters and could make anyone laugh.
Amanda,
at the drop of a hat.
You're so right. He was, despite his expanding, extraordinary intellect, he was not above a good poop joke. And we love him just as much.
Exactly.
We love him just as much for that. And folks, lots of laughter he's left behind as well. Amanda, thank you for calling. We love you. And I know Liam did as well.
Yeah,
and Joni, stick around. Obviously, we're going to keep talking about this. Julie from New York City is up next. And if you've got something to share, we want to hear from you.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We may not have enough time for all the people that want to communicate their love and their memories of Liam Sheff, so I want to say this right now. If you can't get through on the phones today, you can leave a message and we can play it on the air. Super Don can edit it down for you, whatever. But if you have a story or a brief thing you want to share about Liam, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, robertscottbell.com as well. You can leave a message there, and we'll somehow integrate it into the notes in the coming days, weeks, or months even. But you can leave that message. Joni Abbott is here. You are love personified. You know that. You have such a big heart. And you and your daughters, we love you very much. And
And you know Liam did too. And I love that Amanda brought up that lighter side of Liam, the guy in the kitchen making poop jokes and all kinds of crazy stuff. And the kids loved him. I mean, he just made them laugh and made me laugh too.
Oh, his back would be so sore from spinning my kids around. And we still all have memories of him dancing around in the kitchen. And they would just tell him how bad his cabbage stunk. And they would just bicker about that back and forth.
Yes.
They hated his cabbage. But, you know, he brought such fun and joy into our home when he visited. And, you know, the love is just, it's eternal. It's eternal.
Yeah.
It's always going to be there. And he was just an amazing man, full of so many talents. He was a Renaissance man who just, the one thing I know that he couldn't do was hold any liquor. That was it. I mean, he could do everything else in life. He could paint, he could sing, he could draw, he could play instruments. But the one thing he couldn't do, because of his sensitivities, because of his central nervous system sensitivities, he could not drink alcohol. And if he did, he was goofy after like two sips. It was hilarious.
Yeah, I get a little giddy after a quarter of a beer. That's why I can't do it either. But I tell you what, I've been doing a lot of CBD this weekend just because of the anxiety, the intensity of the emotions I've been feeling. And not to take away, because these things don't take away the pain, but help me to, you know, kind of move through it at a pace that's hopefully, you know, doable when I can. I got to hold it together, as you know, for this show. And Joni, you're doing extraordinary considering what we're both feeling and what I know you're feeling. And the lighter side, Super Don, you had mentioned you have a clip of something he did that was tackling another controversial issue.
Well, as we've all, you know, some people have already mentioned, he loved doing voice characters. And he did so many, and some that we don't have today, like with Dieter or the scientist guy.
Yeah.
One he did were these two ghosts that were debating over whether what was up in the sky were chemtrails or contrails. And this is an example of some of the brilliant voice character stuff that he used to do.
Oh, look. Another great day here in Los Angeles. Look at this sky.
No.
It's ruined.
These contrails in the sky.
Don't start that. No, these are not
these
contrails.
These are contrails in this.
This is, look at
I
this.
I can see the cloud shape.
This is not contrails.
Contrail cloud
look,
shape.
When you and I were
when
little,
the sky was this shape.
This is not
this
normal.
Is normal.
Look at sky right
I'm
here.
Looking.
Come
I
on.
See,
these are not clouds.
I see clouds in the sky.
Look at the
airplane. It's contrails.
Come on. This is not the airplanes when
this
we were little.
This is contrails.
This is tic-tac-toe.
Maybe you're going crazy and you need psychiatry.
Oh, no, I
yes,
do not.
Maybe you need psychiatry.
No, I don't need
yes,
psychiatry
maybe.
Because
perhaps
I
you
see
need.
With my own eyes
okay,
the contrail.
Perhaps you need psychiatry.
I mean the chemtrail.
Yes.
No.
Yes, I'm
look
looking. I
clouds.
See the
these
shape of the clouds.
Clouds.
Look at the pretty clouds.
No, they
yes,
not.
They are
you're
pretty
down.
Clouds.
They're not normal.
You're crazy, you go gulag.
I will
yes,
not go to gulag. Don't threaten me with psychiatry.
You need
school,
perhaps you need
my
psychiatry.
House anymore. I don't like the way
well,
you're talking.
Maybe you're
seeing
to
with your
it's
mind.
You
I'm
that's talking.
Away.
I'm
oh.
not listening to you. You're
very
conspiracy.
Good
conspiracy. Oh, yes.
Theory. But it's right
no,
there in the sky.
Not,
it's just crisscross.
I mean, he went all the way. He did not hold back on these parodies. And as you heard there, he just like doubled up on it. And I'm still laughing every time I hear and see these things.
Oh, he was such a goofball, and he has such a way of taking in such a huge amount of information. One of his biggest gifts was the clarity that he had. He could take in such huge amounts of information and dissect and bisect it and break it back down into palatable pieces for that made it easier for other people to understand. There's no way that I've never known his equal, and I never will. I've never known someone to be able to do that in such a way and explain it so easily and so simply. It was such a gift.
Punching through with humor. Hey, other friends are calling. We have Julie in New York City, a friend of Liam's. And, Joni, I think you know who Julie is. I don't know that I've ever talked with Julie, but let's bring her up now. Julie, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you for calling and sharing your stories and experiences and adventures, perhaps, with Liam Sheff. Julie, welcome.
Oh, thank you, and thank you so much for all that you did for him. He loved you so much. I met Liam in 2012 when he came to New York City to do a talk, and I agree with a lot of the things that he agrees with, but I didn't have a lot of people to share those thoughts with. And when I left his first talk, he gave me his email and said, you know, email me, let's chat sometime. And from the day that I met him until the day that he passed away, or the day before, there was never a time where I wasn't in contact with him. And, well, when we weren't in contact, I was always following his work. And he made me a better person. And I'm a person with a disability, and I do a lot of work with disability stuff. And when I saw what Liam did with his talks and the PowerPoint, I got courage, and I started to do that as well. And I'll tell you one story. One of the parts of my talks, I talk about Leviticus, and one of the people, the problems with Leviticus in the Bible, and one of the people was uncomfortable with that. And I told Liam, and I said, you know, I took it out of my talk, and we had a big talk about, you know, why I shouldn't do that, because it was part of questioning, of course, the official story. And I never did it again. I went back to the woman, and I said, you know, if you want me to come back and talk, I'm keeping Leviticus in, and we're going to talk about the problems of Leviticus. And I never did it again. I always, every time I give a talk, I make sure that they know that, you know, this is what I'm going to say. And if they don't like it, I'll leave. And that courage came from me, gave me so much. He was such a good person. People don't understand. I mean, of course, there was a lot of people on this show that understand that, but I think some people don't, might not understand what an incredible heart he yes. had. He just had an amazing heart. If it's okay, I just want to read, like, three quotes that he had sent me. Is that okay?
Yes, please.
One of them was, we find our group, our tribe, we find our comfort areas. If we're lucky, we wander in between the uncomfortable zones. And yeah, you know, we need our people. And another one was, this one is my favorite. I walked tonight, saw the sunset, perfectly, perfect orange sun. And I felt a million years of life, of human beings, of life everywhere. Our DNA is some kind of intergalactic code. I think we're all just shuffled decks of universal thoughts and dreams and desires. And that was shortly before he passed, when he would take these long walks. And my favorite, he always said, friends don't leave the conversation. Real friends stay in the conversation. And he taught me that, and he taught me the meaning of real friendship. And I wanted him, I had this idea that it would be good to have this big memorial garden, and his most important thing was sharing his books and his works and stuff. But, and I agree, and that's what he wanted most, to have that legacy to change people's lives and open people's minds through his book. But he also, I said, you know, can I at least plant some food trees for you? What are your favorite food trees? And he said for, like, Florida and warm places, it was big Florida avocados and
yes.
Mangoes. And for East Coast, he liked chestnut trees. So I'm going to do that. And if people, you know, I want people to know that, and people to grow food and plant food. And that's what he wanted.
Beautiful. Julie, you're so right. That legacy
yeah.
right there, you nailed it, because of everything that he has done, and including what you mentioned about those controversial topics. I think I never got more hate mail, honestly, than when mm-hmm. we did talk about the religious issues that he challenged, the dogmas that people held, including what you mentioned about Leviticus. Now, I am no biblical scholar. I grew up Jewish, and I, you know, I appreciate and respect people's beliefs as long as they harm no one with those beliefs. But he would talk about the issue of vaccines, and many or most of our audience would embrace him on that. But if he brought up a topic that sometimes was uncomfortable to their belief system, it threatened theirs, then they kind of let go of that embracement and said, no, we don't like that. And so Liam was not limited in that realm. He would go wherever, as one of our taglines, wherever the truth led him, and he would ask the tough questions, and but recognize that that would only strengthen ultimately what you believe to be true about life itself, to be able to be willing to confront these difficult historical or non-historical, I don't know, present stories, whatever you want to discuss. But Julie, I appreciate greatly that you brought that up as well.
Thank you. And just really quickly, the basic thing, too, is to remember that, yeah, he was very sensitive and all that stuff, but also people generally are fragile and stuff can happen. And just get your affairs in order and make sure that your wishes are known to your loved ones. That's something very important that he learned during this journey, and he did all that work. So if you have, like, a medical will or living will or something, I would recommend for people to get that in order.
Thank you, Julie. That's beautiful what
yes,
you shared.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. All right, Julie, thank you. Now, Joni, my goodness, we have Anna Rogers from England on with us right now. Anna, can you hear us?
I can. Thank you so much for letting me call in.
Hi, yes. Anna. And Joni's with us, too.
Hi, honey. How are you?
We're hanging in there.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
It's hit me really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And tell everybody how you knew Liam.
We connected through Facebook years ago. I think it was from the HIV stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I think I just reached out to him. We used to have chats through Messenger and eventually on Skype. And I was always, like, just so proud to speak to him because he's just a brilliant person, so kind. Always had such helpful things to say, but he was never judgmental of me. He was always very supportive. And ended up endorsing my book, which was such an honor. And also helped me write a better description about it on Amazon, which took him time. You know, he had to actually look through my books and, mm-hmm. you know, take time and write it. And it was such a kind thing for him to do.
I think it was Liam who did reference your book, Anna, and said, you've got to get Anna on the show, and we had you on, and, you know, I love you, and I love what you've done, and of course, and Liam recognized it, which was a beautiful connection, and if we could say what we want about the social networks, and we make fun of it, and certainly Liam did, but it did allow for a connection, and it does allow for a connection around the world to get this information out there. Stick around, folks. We got another segment to wrap up here. If you haven't been able to get through, 866-939-2355, you can even leave a voicemail message that we're willing to play on the air if you have a story or a statement or a quote to share from our good friend Liam Sheff. Joni Abbott is with us. We're going to wrap it up together as well. After this break, go to robertscottbell.com and you can see the links, including to his final post.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
On holidays in Cornwall, and we went to this waterfall today. That's apparently the UK's like one of the
diabetics. Yeah, you got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack Jack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. The pill pack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need pill pack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting,
definitely,
providing
definitely.
Diagnosis
Thank
of non-emergency
so
medical
care.
Issues by phone or secure Bye. Video on computer or smart mobile Bye. Devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Robert Scott Bell Show. Oh, look. Another great day here in Los Angeles.
Okay, that's a little bit more of Liam. Hear him play guitar and sing a sweet song to a friend of ours right now.
Many times confused. And I've often felt forsaken. I certainly miss you, but I'm alright. I'm weary to my bones. Still, you don't expect to be bright and
I want to thank Roseanne Lindsay, another wonderful friend of Liam's and all of ours, for sharing that, something that, another side of Liam Sheff, how sweet that he was as a musician as well, and he sang from his heart, and, you know, what he was doing to impact us all, hopefully for the better. And, Joni, I know that's probably got to bring you more tears. I didn't mean to do that, but I definitely wanted folks to hear every side that we could really release in one short show together.
Yeah, music was one of our great loves. We sang all the time together, all the time. And I got a piano back in my home, and we loved playing and singing, and that was, it brought us so much comfort. You know, after Helen died and after I was going through a horrible divorce, he taught me how to be alone. He taught me how to be okay. He taught me how to grieve. He let me, you know, he gave me and so many others permission to be our most authentic selves. And I'm really going to miss singing with him. The last thing that he sent me was Queen, You're My Best Friend. And yes. We were like two parts of a soul that just, we didn't understand how our lives, you know, were just so similar in so many ways and so many of the same childhood things that he went through, I went through. And mm-hmm. I mean, even our birth mothers have the same name. I mean, it's crazy, all the synchronicities, but we, mm-hmm. singing and music was so much a part of our life. And I will just cherish every single last moment that I was ever able to spend singing with him and talking about music and analyzing it and even laughing at it.
Beautiful. We have Felix now calling from Tampa. You connected with him on social media. You got his book, Official Stories, Felix?
Yes, I did. And I was very shocked because I canceled my Facebook account for a long time. I didn't want to do anything with Facebook anymore. And then I came back again, and then I started following him again, and all of a sudden I read that he's ill. So I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, well, I had faith. I'm like, I know this man has enough knowledge, and I know that he can do something to try to heal himself one way or another because I knew how strong will he had.
Yes.
I mean, for me, which is very shocking. And I was like, I want to thank you, Robert, for bringing all these people, all these guests that I've gotten to know in all these years that I follow you to your radio show, because I feel very connected with these people that you have put on your show. And it's just like, it's very sad. You know, first it was Dr. Gonzalez, and now Liam.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, it's very sad to hear, like, such a wonderful people gone, and I appreciate you that give me a minute to say things like this because
thank you,
like,
Felix.
You have brought so many good guests to your show, and
I appreciate
I'm proud to say that I learned so much from Liam in the short time that I got to know him. I mean, I wouldn't be the man that I am today if it wasn't for Liam. I mean, I got to know him about relationships.
Felix, you're making me smile, a big smile, because that's all we could hope that had happened. And I appreciate it. I'm almost out of time here, Felix. Thanks for you calling anytime. And real quick, we got Marlene in Florida. I know a good friend of all of ours. Marlene, do you have a quick story because we're almost out of time?
Hi, Robert. Hi, Joni.
Hi, Marlene.
Yes. I also met Liam through his work. I met Robert through his work. Most of his book, Official Stories, was written right in my living room in New York. He wanted to be close to the 9/11 site. He wanted to be close to the orphanage that he exposed. And I'm just so grateful for that time I had with him. I learned so much. Could you imagine all the questions and all the reconciling of information I was going through at that time, and to be able to come home and sit in the living room with Liam and have him answer that, you know, so... All that I know is because of him, so much of what I know, and his work will live on in my work.
It will, Marlene. Thank you for getting through right here at the end. There's a lot more to do. And, Joni, you'll be back because we'll have word of a memorial for Liam. I know he wants us all to party, doesn't he?
Yeah, we're working on a memorial. We'll keep you guys posted. And, of course, keep his work alive, liamchef.com.
Yep, and call 866-939-2355. Leave a message if you want it heard, a story, a quote, something about the love. And we've got a lot more to give. We're going to go on and on. The power to heal is yours.
Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Life
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.